Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Muscat on last leg of three-nation tour. Talks with Sultan of Oman to be held tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi emphasizes India and Ethiopia must unite to give greater voice to Global South, concludes successful two-day visit to African nation. New Delhi summons Bangladesh High Commissioner to India, Riaz Hamidullah, to convey strong concerns at a deteriorating security environment in the neighboring country. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns Moscow will extend territorial gains in Ukraine if peace talks fail. And in men's cricket, fourth T20 between India and South Africa abandoned due to excessive fog in Lucknow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Muscat this evening for a two-day visit to Oman. Mr. Modi landed in the Gulf nation on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. Upon his arrival, Prime Minister Modi was received by Deputy Prime Minister for Defence Affairs Syed Shehab bin Tarikal at the airport. A guard of honour was accorded to Mr. Modi as part of the ceremonial welcome. During the meeting, the two leaders held discussions on strengthening bilateral defence cooperation and advancing the strategic partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this visit offers an opportunity to explore new avenues of collaboration and add fresh momentum to the partnership between both countries. Later, upon arrival at the hotel, members of the Indian diaspora welcomed the Prime Minister with colourful cultural performances. Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, tomorrow. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Oman visit has filed this report.
During his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold comprehensive review of the entire spectrum of bilateral relations with the Sultan of Oman tomorrow and also exchange perspectives on regional and international issues of mutual interest. He is expected to address business leaders from both the countries at a business forum as well. Shri Modi will also interact with students and members of the Indian community here. The Prime Minister is visiting the friendly nation on the invitation of the head of the state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Mr. Modi is accompanied by a high-level delegation. This visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Oman.
Meanwhile, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has announced the signing of Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, a free trade agreement, tomorrow in the presence of the Prime Minister and the Sultan of Oman. Mr. Goyal stated this while addressing Oman-India business dialogue in Muscat today.
Values, traditions, the rich culture that we share between Oman and India has been instrumental in bringing us to this very, very memorable and fateful day tomorrow, when before our two leaders, Kes and I, will have the privilege of executing the first free trade agreement Oman is going to sign with a country after 17 long years.
Prime Minister Modi concluded his successful two-day visit to Ethiopia this afternoon. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed the joint session of Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa. The Prime Minister emphasized that India and Ethiopia, as nations of the Global South, must stand together to give greater voice to developing countries.
The Global South is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
During his two-day visit to the African country, Mr. Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Abiy Ahmed Ali. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi was also conferred the African nation's highest award, the Great Honour Nishan of Ethiopia, for his contribution towards strengthening bilateral partnership. More from our correspondent.
Dena Hunu means goodbye. when Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his address to the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia by these words in Amharic, the standing ovation and the clappings lasted for many minutes. It reflected the heart-to-heart connect from the mother of democracy, India, to the cradle of humanity, Ethiopia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart PM of Ethiopia Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali discussed collaboration in areas including trade and investment, innovation, technology, defense, health, capacity building and multilateral engagements. They agreed to deepen relations in food security, health security and cooperation in sustainable agriculture, natural farming and agri-tech, introduce new programs in artificial intelligence and to double student scholarships and to work extensively on digital public infrastructure. Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to work with Ethiopia to voice the concerns of the Global South. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
The Indian Coast Guard ICG ship Sarthak, an offshore patrol vessel, has made a port call at Chabahar, Iran. The ship will remain in the port till the 19th of this month. During the port call, ICG ship Sarthak will engage in a wide range of professional and community-oriented activities with the Iranian Navy and other Iranian maritime agencies. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. India summoned Bangladesh's High Commissioner to New Delhi, Riaz Hamidullah, expressing strong concern over the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh and specific threats surrounding the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. The statement said it is unfortunate that the interim government has neither conducted a thorough investigation nor shared meaningful evidence with India regarding the incidents. India reiterated its support for peace, stability and free, fair and inclusive elections in Bangladesh, while calling on authorities to prevent any actions that could endanger diplomatic premises. In Bangladesh, security was heightened across Dhaka's diplomatic zone today after police blocked a march by a group calling itself July Oikya, which had announced plans to proceed to the Indian High Commission in Gulshan. Russian President Vladimir Putin today warned that Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kiev and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks. Speaking at an annual meeting with top military officers, President Putin said Moscow will prefer to achieve its goals and eliminate the root causes of the conflict by diplomatic means. He further said Russia will take control of its historical lands by military means if Ukraine fails to sign the peace deal. President Putin claimed that the Russian army has seized and is firmly holding strategic initiative all along the front line. On the other hand, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed readiness to drop Ukraine's bid to join NATO if the US and other Western nations give Kiev security guarantees similar to those offered to NATO members. However, Zelensky has rejected Moscow's demands that it pull back its troops from other areas that Russia has not been able to take by force. In men's cricket, fourth T20 international match between India and South Africa has been abandoned due to excessive fog in Lucknow. Team India is currently leading the five-match series 2-1. The fifth and final match is scheduled at Ahmedabad on Friday. In badminton, Indian shuttler Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty registered a thrilling three-game victory over Olympic silver medalists Liang Wei Kang and Wang Chang of China in their opening men's doubles group B match at the BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Muscat on last leg of three-nation tour, talks with Sultan of Oman to be held tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi emphasizes India and Ethiopia must unite to give greater voice to Global South, concludes successful two-day visit to African nation. New Delhi summons Bangladesh High Commissioner to India, Riaz Hamidullah, to convey strong concern at deteriorating security environment in the neighboring country. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns Moscow will extend territorial gains in Ukraine if peace talks fail. And in men's cricket, fourth T20 between India and South Africa abandoned due to excessive fog in Lucknow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.